Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on August 21 regarding Darshana, D-A-R-S-H-A-N-A, Trivedi, T-R-I-V-E-D-Y. Darshana Trivedi is a 46-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 11-22-21. Apparently she was working in a medical refile machine when the robot failed and a full rack came out as she was as she was bending. It hit her on the breast and stomach. The rack struck across her lower abdomen when she was flexed at the waist. Apparently she did not experience a fall. Apparently she believed she injured her stomach and left breast and went to the emergency room the next day. Apparently she had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Apparently she did not undergo any surgery. Apparently she continues to take medication, including pantoprazole, from Dr. Shah, S-H-A-H. Apparently she revealed previous injury in a motor vehicle accident in 2020, injuring her chest, head, and right knee. Apparently she was completely all right before joining Cigna, and the injury involving other body parts. The paragraph medical records show the petitioner was seen by a nurse practitioner at the emergency room on 11-22-21. She stated she was at work and some type of pill machine struck her in the abdomen that morning. She had persistent abdominal pain. There was no area of bruising, but she had reproducible tenderness of the left abdomen. She had already been seen by WorkNet earlier that day. She was diagnosed with right lower quadrant abdominal trauma with rebound tenderness and left breast trauma, which was most likely a contusion. Dr. Nepp, N-E-P-P, referred her to the emergency room, stating she needed a CAT scan of the abdomen as soon as possible. While at the emergency room, she did undergo this CAT scan on 11-23-21 to be inserted here. She also had plain x-rays of the abdomen done to be inserted here. She was monitored at WorkNet through 12-27-21. Her final diagnoses were left breast contusion and abdominal contusion. She had a subject of complaint of swelling in her abdomen, but none was detected clinically. Her abdomen was non-distended. She was going to continue taking Tylenol. Due to subjective complaints of pain with no improvement, she was being referred to general surgery for her abdominal contusion and a breast surgeon for her breast contusion for further evaluation. She was discharged from care at that juncture. The petitioner was agreeable with that plan of care. When seen at the emergency room on 11-23-21, they indicated on a diagram the areas of her discomfort. It was marked in the left upper outer quadrant of the breast, where there was no bruising, swelling, deformity, or crepitus. There was also transverse suprapubic area of the lower abdomen that was tender, with no bruising or swelling on exam. She did undergo an ultrasound of the breast on 12-20-21 to be inserted here. New paragraph prior records show Ms. Trivedi was attended to by BLS personnel on 9-14-20. She was involved in a motor vehicle collision, complaining of chest and back pain. Pritchie hit her chest on the steering wheel after being rear-ended. Pritchie said that she was wearing her seatbelt at that time. Pritchie was taken to the emergency room and had chest wall tenderness and back tenderness. Pritchie also had some mild abdominal tenderness. Period. She had pain in both knees without deformity. Pritchie underwent numerous x-rays and CAT scans and then was treated and released. Period. New paragraph, however, she returned to Virtue Emergency Room on 9/21/20 with an aching with neck and lower back pain. Period. She reported no improvement with ibuprofen. Period. Her neck pain was associated with photophobia as well as generalized headache. Period. She states this never happened to her before. Period. She underwent a CAT scan of the cervical spine and head, both to be inserted here. Period. She, on exam, had mild tenderness, palpation of the paraspinal musculature of the cervical and lumbar spine, with no stepos or midline tenderness. Period. She was neurologically intact. Period. The paragraph, Ms. Trivedi was then seen by an orthopedic nurse practitioner named Ms. Thornton, T-H-O-R-N-T-O-N, on 9/22/20. Period. She complained of pain in her neck, comma, back, comma, shoulder, comma, and knee after the motor vehicle accident. Period. She was diagnosed with neck strain, comma, right knee pain, comma, left knee pain, comma, acute bilateral low back pain with right side of sciatica, comma, and acute pain of the right shoulder. Period. She has begun on medications and physical therapy. Period. I'm not in receipt of any follow-up documentation after this visit. Period. Physical exam. Chest and torso. There was minimal tenderness palpation in the left lower quadrant of the breast that was guided by the examinee's hand. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Abdomen, she was tender to palpation anteriorly at the waistline. The rest of that section is normal. Extremities, upper normal, and cervical spine, normal. Impressions on 11/22/21. Darshana Trivedi was struck by part of a machine at work. Pritchie was seen at WorkNet and was quickly referred to the emergency room. Pritchie had CAT scans of her abdomen and pelvis that showed no acute pathology. Period. She was treated and released. Period. However, then she returned to the emergency room with persistent symptoms. Period. Additional diagnostic studies, again, were unrevealing. Period. On 12/20/21, she did have an ultrasound of the left breast to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, the petitioner did have injuries from a prior motor vehicle accident on 9/14/20 that were quite widespread. Period. The current exam found there to be non-reproducible tenderness about the left breast, left lower quadrant. Period. This was in an area not documented to have been tender from the outset. Period. That area was the left upper quadrant, according to a pain diagram. Period. She had tenderness palpation anteriorly at the waistline of her abdomen with no rebound guarding or rigidity. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the left breast, comma, chest, comma, or abdomen, period. She has been able to return to her position with the insured, period. Her subjective complaints are disproportionate to the objective findings and mechanism of injury in this case from nearly a year ago, period. In fact, her abdominal complaints do not correlate with trauma, but are suggestive of some internal abnormality. Period. This is also the case with her symptoms of shortness of breath when walking fast or on a staircase. Period. Those symptoms could be addressed by her personal physician. Period.